The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Konnichiwa, shitbags, and welcome to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, come on, head over to GasDigital.com today. Use that promo code ZAC for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the great shows on the network. And if you like it, keep it. If you don't, that's cool too. I am joined by two wonderful ladies today for a very silly movie. We are going to have a ton of fun. To my left, joining us is Eva Evans.
Hey!
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And to my right, we got Onika McLean.
Onika McLean, what's up, Zach?
How you doing, honey?
Good, I'm wonderful.
Thank you guys for being here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's get plugs out of the way. Onika, what do you want people to check out?
Just check out my website. You can see all my show dates. I'm traveling all around the country. So it's Onika, O-N-I-K-A, McLean, M-C-L-E-A-N.com. And that's it.
Fantastic. Eva?
Just follow me on Instagram at Eva Evans Comedy. Eva Evans Comedy. I post my shows. I have a monthly show in Flatbush, Brooklyn once a month. So yeah, I post that. So check out.
Absolutely. Check both these very funny ladies out. And follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny, where I have all my local dates. I do have a show, Grizzly Pear Midtown, on the 11th. And then I'm going to be on the road with Lewis at the Vogel Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey. And then we're in Philly the last weekend of the month doing a live Real Ass podcast and stand-up shows that whole weekend. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. Guys, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations, getting a little bit of kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60 from our friends at Yo Kratom. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. One more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Hey, guys, real quick, friends of the show, over the age of 21, living in states where Delta 8 is legal, you guys like to get high, and so do I, so let's go to YoDelta.com today and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states and get you really high. YoDelta.com is a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. And now, pre-rolls. Delta 8 works. These products need to be taken responsibly. Go to YoDelta.com today, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network, and use my promo code GAS for 25% off your order. One more time, guys. That's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 to get you super high. And we're back, guys. Today's movie, 2017, The Jurassic Dead. What do we know about this movie? Nothing. It has no Wikipedia page. It looks like it was made for very little money. It was shot in Colorado, and it came out in Japan on February the 24th of 2018, also known as Zombiesaurus. This one's going to stink. But you know what we do on the show. Without any further ado, Frank, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So yeah, we just sit and we watch a movie and we make fun of it. And this one, I have a sneaking suspicion, is going to be really bad.
Okay. But are we on camera?
Yeah. So the way it works is in the YouTube version, we're big and the movie's in the corner. Mm-hmm. And on the Gas Digital version, the movie's big and we're in the corner.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, we each have a camera.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Last time I did it was me and Anthony Moore. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Mm-hmm. And yeah, mostly we do genre movies. So horror movies, anything that's like exploitation. And I was scrolling through Tubi and I just saw this one and man, it looked bad.
He looked like Paul Verzey.
I see that. See, the thing is about dinosaurs, you got to realize, is once you have a kid, you realize dinosaurs are key to their imagination.
That's true.
My daughter, And the first time I looked at her, she said, "Daddy, what's a triceratops?" And I said, "Baby, I'm going to teach you so much about dinosaurs."
Triceratops? She can pronounce that?
My in love with his family, Paul Verzi. That's the only Paul Verzi I know. First time I played catch with my son, I said, "This is what life's all about."
That is a good Paul Verzi. What happened?
So, yeah, this is what I guess you would consider a mockbuster. For people that don't know, a mockbuster is a genre of movie where they mimic something that's going to currently be coming out. So I would assume 2017, 2018 was when the Jurassic Park movies got rebooted.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So, and they don't own the word Jurassic. So for Redbox and all the streaming services, people just make a plethora of movies called Jurassic something so that when people are clicking through,
they'll just do it.
They'll just watch it.
Like a almost trademark infringement, but not so much.
But that's so like when Snakes on a Plane came out, there was a movie called Snakes on a Train in Redbox a week before it came out.
Really?
Wow. That's
real. Or they'll be like, instead of Transformers, they'll do Transmorphers.
That's funny. Okay.
With the intent that, like, when little kids go to Redbox or however they watch movies now, they don't know the difference and they just sit and watch it.
Oh, wow.
And usually it'll mimic a movie that's currently in theaters so that when they scroll through, they're like, "Oh, I didn't know this was out yet."
Right. That got to be a good business model, though. Like,
I guess.
And usually the movies cost, like, nothing.
Yeah, no money to make.
It would be fun watching you get eaten by your lab project.
He's not afraid.
Well, we like 2 minutes into the movie and guns is already out, so.
Yeah, well, that's one of the rules of movies. If you show a gun, somebody has to shoot it at some point.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of that rule, but it's like a rule of storytelling. If you show a gun in the first act, somebody has to get shot in the third act.
Use it or lose it. For real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Chekhov's gun.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Frank. All right, and that is, I assume,
dinosaur blood.
The dinosaur.
Life dedicated to the science.
Oh, man.
Bullshit.
This one's gonna be bad.
You ain't go to college,
right?
Recreating life from the past.
Oh, that's gonna be a bad dinosaur.
Yeah, he about to eat all of them just now.
Did I get a thank you?
This dinosaur's on cocaine.
So, if you go by good filmmaking rules, we should not see the dinosaur yet. Like Jurassic Park, you don't see the dinosaur until the big reveal at the end of the first act, right?
How did they know that they needed to shoot the dinosaur so fast? Like, how did they know it wasn't going to be a friendly dinosaur? Where's Peter?
Right.
But with movies that are designed for this, or like an asylum movie, like the Sci-Fi Channel movies, it's actually, there's a,
so bad.
Almost you get an outline where you have to show the monster in the first 10 minutes so that people don't change the channel.
Damn.
That looked like the same dinosaur that was like in the Flintstones. You know how the Flintstones?
Very much so.
It was very much that kind of technology.
I feel like it's a whole new world that I know nothing about. So this is a whole new world of filmmaking. Mm-hmm. Like, okay.
Trust me, girl. They don't understand our world either, so we equal. They don't understand stand-up.
But yeah, and this is a very niche genre of film, specifically the straight to streaming, I guess, would be the current way to call it. And it's a lot of stock shots, stuff like this, where the company just owns the wides and you edit it into your movie.
Oh, wow.
Because you could tell they didn't get no drone for that.
Nah.
No.
Ever since Charles Darwin.
No, anything that's a helicopter shot, assume it's footage they bought or already owned.
The birth and death of life.
The most famous movie of this kind of genre, I guess, would be when the first Jurassic Park came out, there was a movie called Carnosaur. And then there's Carnosaur 2 and 3, and then Raptors. And they use the exact same shots of all the deaths from the first one in all four. They just reuse the dinosaur footage.
So my question is...
So everyone dies the same way in all four movies because they just cut to an old
Tell me that they flipped it. At least they flipped the camera so they died to the left instead of died to the right.
They try... And sometimes the shots don't match.
Why not expand on Darwin's theory of evolution?
Oh, man, they gave this guy... Oh, by the way, this guy's a fighter or something, right? Because he's got cauliflower here.
There's no way.
Representing and educating the idea
He does not give off life. Scientists.
It, at all.
No. Yeah, you see, that's a fighter's ear.
Is it? It's so ugly.
Yeah, that's from when you break blood vessels in your ear, they don't heal right.
Oh, my God.
So that's why fighters and wrestlers all have those, like, blown-up cauliflower ears. That's why you're supposed to wear headgear when you wrestle.
Really?
So that you don't break the blood vessels in your ears.
What is your name? That ear is so
ugly. Or the cartilage
ugly.
Or whatever. I'm sorry. I'm speaking out of my ass a little bit.
And why do you think that you know this?
I only know that because I wrestled, and one time I wrestled without headgear, and I tore my ear, and I have a zipper behind my left ear. That's, it was, like, hanging.
Oh, my God. I had no idea ears were so sensitive.
I would have noticed that. It looks like a vagina a little bit.
I thought it was, like, fake. I thought it was, like...
Like a burn?
Yeah, like a Dr. Spock kind of thing?
Yeah, I thought they just made his ear ugly for the story.
I mean, it could very well be, but to me, I think that just looks like bad cauliflower.
Please. Anyone?
Also, it was like he's wearing a professor outfit from Party City.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's continue.
You can tell they didn't get any permits for this.
Yeah, like what kind of casting was that? Because he's not giving.
They in somebody's school,
right?
You know, that's just the way camera technology is. You can just go make a movie now on your phone, and it looks better than a movie that would have come out in the 90s.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what happened? What's that?
They can smell quite badly at times.
Yeah,
it's a cat.
So.
Oh, he brought a decomposing body into the classroom.
It's a cat, I think.
So this is straight up just from Reanimator, the green, the neon green, bring zombies back to life. There's an 80s movie called Reanimator.
Oh.
And it's identical pretty much.
So dinosaur blood revives the dead?
No, I think that's a serum to revive the dead.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You see, he put it in the dinosaur when they start shooting the dinosaur in the beginning.
Oh, I thought it was dinosaur blood he was withdrawing. Okay.
But this is so funny because you could tell that they made this color of this serum post. Because it's
you can see.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of it, they just empty...
Gatorade?
glow sticks.
Oh.
That was very bad.
And they just stayed there? I would have been out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, in fact, the first thing they bring to life in Reanimator is a cat.
Yeah.
I couldn't find you in your office. Oh, yeah? So I figured I'd find you here.
Yeah, so they're borrowing from quite a few things here.
The suspense is killing me.
This looks awful.
Yeah. What's up with the sound guy, though?
You call the reanimation of a dead cat a glitch? Now I know enough about you that makes
sense. And I'm going to make a wild assumption and say this is all green screened, and that's why they don't match.
The government sent you a letter. I know about that.
It seemed like this.
Unfit.
Yeah, they're not in a real giant hallway.
This seemed like this is her self-tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're definitely, it's definitely giving TikTok background.
Yeah, very much
so. But why she looks translucent a little bit?
Right.
Because I don't think she's lit well for the green screen.
No.
So she doesn't match the background.
Jesus.
That's why she kind of looks like ethereal.
You should be in jail. You wouldn't put me in jail anyways. Is that a
ways?
Or
are they you like, a scientist.
Yeah, right.
I know that you cook the books for this university.
How would you know that? You wouldn't know that.
And why would you say cook books?
Don't you? Don't worry. I'll leave this ungrateful university.
Yeah, I didn't realize this was straight up just going to be Reanimator with a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And it's 100% what it is.
Damn.
And Reanimator is based off of an H.P. Lovecraft story, who was like a horror writer in the 1800s.
Oh, wow.
What's happening?
All right. Everything looks like shit.
Now I'm getting hit by the car.
Oh, my God. He got a nice chin, though. That blood is whack.
Yeah.
It's not even moving. It's not even... Look at the blood on his ear. It's just, like, sitting there like they painted it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He looks pretty good for having just been creamed by a car.
Yeah.
Damn. Now you're going to get reanimated, of course.
Right.
Who is that, God?
Maybe an EMT. They couldn't afford the whole outfit. That's why it was just a hand.
Right.
Oh, God. More stock footage.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now we get to the 13 minutes
Oh, we just now said, wow.
Now we're
just started?
Yeah.
All that bad stuff, and we just,
oh, God. Oh, wow.
Well, at least they got a Hummer now. They went from a Ford to a Hummer.
Right.
They still inside the Ford, though.
That name that just came up, Raquel Pennington, is actually a UFC champion at the moment.
Really?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's a fighter. She's a bantamweight fighter.
That's the girl that's in the car, I think, is a current UFC champion.
I'm going to look at her ears.
The girls usually don't have it.
Oh, really? Well, I wonder why that is.
They probably take better care of their ears.
Well, that makes sense. We would take better care of ourselves.
Yeah.
When you said that, I sucked my stomach in. Sometimes you got to keep your shit together.
That's a fact.
Scientist emerged and took control of a secret military bunker deep in the
They could have shown that.
Yeah.
Evil would unleash its monstrous secrets to destroy.
That's something for the trailer, not for the movie.
This is a PowerPoint.
Five commandos set out to eliminate.
They could have used a better font though, like something bigger and clearer.
Yeah.
Five commandos, two survived.
What's All that? Right, well that's a takeoff of the Texas Chainsaw opening.
Is it?
One yeah.
Oh, told wow. the story.
Yeah, you think so? That's how the movie should have started.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not all that other horseshit, and then explain what the movie's about. Because now you showed me
this
one
is how
thing
a movie
and
starts.
Started a different movie. It could have started there. We would have lost nothing.
Exactly.
But they would have kept scrolling.
Yeah.
That's, right. And what you said. Look at that little lace front.
I'm gonna take a wild guess, Frank, and say that's the UFC fighter.
Mm-hmm. The girl?
The girl in the back?
Yeah, in the back seat.
Yeah, that was going to be my wild assumption there.
A revolver?
That revolver wig is so bad, Onika.
Yeah.
That is very bad.
It's a bad lace front.
Oh,
they got it from
God.
Party City. You
yes.
can tell.
Oh,
come on. Come on. They shouldn't do that to that white girl. She probably had better hair. Like, you just let her regular hair be out.
Now, my guess is that she was supposed to be blonde for the movie, showed up not blonde.
and they were not having
and
it.
And they said, no, you're supposed to be blonde, and they went and got her a shitty wig. Because that's like stripper hair.
Yeah. Come on.
Or if you watch bad reality shows like I like.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes if they miss narrative points, they have to go back and do reshoots.
Yeah.
But just girls like that do shows like that change the way they look every 3 months.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you'll be watching a show, and then all of a sudden, she has a bad wig on to match the way she had looked 6 months before because mm-hmm. they had to go backwards.
Okay. I've seen that.
Get the shot.
That's how I was, like, when I was filming my reality show in 2018, I was glad I was natural. I just wore my natural hair. So that when we had to do the reshoots, it wasn't like, you know what I'm
crazy.
Saying? I had to put the hair back in the bun and put it back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, usually it's somebody's job on...
Yo, but look at the front of her hair.
It's bad, bro.
Damn.
Usually it's somebody's job to show up with, this is what your hair looked like, this was what color your nails were, and we're going to try our best to match it.
How much you want to bet those guys are going to the same campsite as us for some, like, super macho commando weekend?
It's giving TikTok, even, like, the top of her head is, like, blurry.
Blurry, yeah.
Damn. I feel bad
I don't
for
think
her.
Anyone who smokes pot should be dating my little sister. Here we go, guys. He's a bad influence. He got you into it.
Maybe you should try some.
The shit's not coming. I remember having to explain to my friend once. We were working on a movie, and one of the actresses had a really bad, had really bad extensions.
Uh huh.
And he goes, "She did not know this is my friend. I'm doing an impression of my friend. Forgive me." She's nice, but she smelled like a wig.
She smelled like a wig.
She
is
smelled
hilarious.
Like a wig.
And he couldn't figure it out. And we're like, yeah, her hair's not real.
She smells like plastic, burnt plastic. He's cute.
The driver?
Mm-hmm. We definitely don't want you to screw
the sheep then. OMG.
I can't get over her wig.
Seriously, like it would matter. He's the quarterback.
The thing is, she also had the opportunity to fix that.
Yeah. At least with some makeup or something. It's like black. You'll see us around.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Isn't it a D4 school? Don't they take anyone with a check and a pulse, really? Yo.
But yeah, so they're just sitting in a stationary car with a green screen around them.
I is graduated.
Which is also why they're lit weird. Because the reflection from the lights is going through the car and bouncing off the green screen.
Ah.
It's horrible.
What's wrong with that? Don't forget that we nerds
By the way, this guy in the back, we have only seen the side of his top of his head.
That part.
There are no good shots of him.
And they owe Polo a check because that's product placement. That's some Ralph Lauren glasses. I don't even understand none of that.
The cuts in this are awful.
That didn't even make sense.
Yeah, nope. I didn't understand how they fit in.
It was supposed to be a backstory about what?
I don't know. But now there's asteroids.
That's also bored, right? Yeah, because that's
or very badly done.
But what does that have to do with anything?
I have no clue. Okay, I couldn't tell you.
Somebody was like, this is cool. They were high when they made this.
Yeah.
What's happening?
An asteroid hit the planet?
Something like that. We're all learning together.
Right. There's a lot
now, you
going
think
on.
They would have noticed already.
Oh, look. Of course, they don't have any more gas.
What just happened? Did we run out of gas? Hey, did you check the oil before we left?
The stupid car.
My Game Boy died.
Okay, so they're going to do the thing that it threw off the electromagnetic pulse of the Earth.
Of the Earth.
So now no technology works. Because they just said her Game Boy died, all their phones just died, and the car shut off.
Mm-hmm. I think we just got EMP'd. What do you mean EMP'd?
Electromagnetic pulse.
Also, the captions are going to be off on this. There were no captions for this movie, so Frank had to run it through Adobe and do.
They said, "Are we out of fumes? What the fuck is fumes?"
It said empty, but it said AMP. I'm like, what?
Yeah, Frank had to run it through Adobe Premiere and generate captions, so that's why they're going to be silly.
They didn't even get rid of this guy's license plate. So now they gotta walk? What's up with the shoes?
See, I would not have left my car.
I would have left my car. And if there's no more electromagnetic, whatever the hell.
That's true. Because you can't even call for help. Damn, my car though?
Bye. See your car. The other piece is they're going away for a weekend with just knapsacks?
Not I.
Where's my roller bag?
Right.
Now the army's in here?
Yeah, there's a lot of... This is kind of a word soup of a script where they just kind of threw shit at the wall.
Yeah. Right. Air support coming.
But how did it get made? Like, this is the thing. You know how many scripts I submit and they're like, get the hell out of my face.
Right. Who saw this and was like, yo, we about to kill him with this shit.
So here's the thing. With a movie like this, they sold the title and the poster. Then they wrote the script.
Okay. Okay, so just a tagline.
Here's a tagline. Here's what the poster is. Here's what it's called. Then somebody said, I will give you...
$2.50.
Right.
Yeah, $25,000 to make it. Then they wrote it. Then it got made.
Oh, Lord.
$25,000 is a lot for this, though.
No, it's not, though.
No?
No, you can blow through money like that.
This is giving me... This is giving $500.
But people got to come. You got to get them there. They got to read the script.
That's true.
Yeah, I work on real shitty movies, and the higher-end ones I work on are like $250,000.
Yeah. But that's a lot of money.
The bad ones I work on are usually about $20,000-$25,000.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
And that's Holly, and that's not even, that's paying people $200 to do the whole acting, like for your whole scenes.
That's
all of them.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
Wow.
Well, you figure... You got to put people up.
Mm-hmm.
You got to feed them.
Yeah.
Craft. Mm-hmm.
It's everything that's on screen plus a lot of other shit.
Yeah. Then you got to rent those guns.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they are really taking their time with the shot.
Yeah.
This is what we call padding the runtime. Where you just... You really prolong shots so that the movie's feature length.
It's like Fast and Furious, though. Remember, like, they were walking?
Girl, I have never seen...
None of them? No. Oh, Lord.
I've just watched all 10
recently.
My wife and I did a marathon.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And they're awesome.
Really? Yeah. I never got into them.
No? They're great. Mm-hmm.
They are great.
So now they're actually somewhere. They're not in front of a green screen anymore.
Oh, that's good.
And then you could tell that they're all mic'd.
Oh, you're funny.
You could also tell that there's something in the background they can't show, like a building or something. Hey, that's why there's all these weird canted ankles.
Take a second. Let's figure out what we're doing here.
All right, real fast, we're getting back on the road.
This is the desert. It isn't supposed to be cold. Why did we leave the car?
I don't know.
Why did you dress like that for the desert?
Oh, where's your bag, sis?
Just keeping it real.
I need that
wig.
Where
are we going to get there?
Said keeping
my
it real.
My phone is still working based on GPS and approximating when the shit hit. Pegged a structure about 16 miles south from here.
That's way too much information.
So we keep up the pace by nightfall.
He's smart.
What kind of structure was it?
You should do it to him.
I don't know. The bowling alley, casino, Tex-Mex chainsaw massacre kind of thing. Really, bro? I mean, that all seems totally probable, right?
Yeah.
We didn't need that line.
No. Water. So that guy's entire job in this movie is exposition, so he can explain what's going on with his lines.
Okay.
What's that?
What looks like?
Not that we have any idea what's going on or who anybody is or why we should care.
Yeah, it's my dad. I borrowed it.
Okay.
Why?
Hell yeah! My dad and I go to the range like once a week.
Lies.
Can I hold it?
Yeah, you got to be careful, though.
None of them sound like they're in the same room.
Why was he so excited and then stopped?
He clocked it back like...
My dad and I! Yeah, you can hold it.
Yeah.
Wow, Gunnar, you must have a huge dick.
It's huge enough for your sister.
Yeah.
Good comeback.
Whatever. You're an idiot, and you're going to get...
I mean, his name is literally Gunnar.
Bring your bow and arrows.
Oh my god, is that a vulture?
Oh, come on!
She is dumb.
What the hell are you doing?
Did anybody get hit?
No, I'm okay.
Oh my god, are you an idiot or something?
I'm sorry.
Where's Gunner?
Gunner.
Shut up, Sadie.
Sadie?
Why are you carrying a loaded gun? Because I'm responsible, and it's my rights.
We should have just... Okay,
Trump.
Yeah, I really don't like her. It's beyond the wig for me at this point.
Wait, who has binoculars, though? Why? Where were they going? They were heading to, like,
wait,
a college thing,
I see
right?
Something.
That's what it seemed like.
Huh.
Oh, you mean that thing that's very obviously right in front of us?
Yeah.
That you need a binocular for?
Right.
Oh, good. The thing we just saw.
Right, not go. T.I.
Do you think we can get there before dark?
Yeah, it's like 20 feet away.
Right.
Oh, shoot. This is good.
That's the best acting we've seen so far.
Yeah, look at him doing his thing. Go ahead, incognito.
Right.
And that's not even their footage.
No.
Nope. God no.
This is not theirs either, right?
Nope. Or it's
and it's not even
CGI.
That good. Why is it so gray?
It looks like a screensaver.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a bad one. Look at them.
Yeah, the ground they're on might be real, but then I think they've got a screen in the back that's got the background on.
I told you we should have brought food before we left.
How was I supposed to know this was going to happen?
Well, now what?
So they didn't even get actors, right? They just...
No, these are actors. With quotation marks.
Right.
That just
started.
Somebody
auditioned for this. I'm sure they also have a group of people they work with who they use for shit.
Their partner's like, I got the part.
Yes.
What?
I told their family and everything.
I got it.
Well,
no.
A thing that's...
That's funny.
What do you do?
Understand.
A thing
me neither, girl.
Guys,
funny about this is like, when you're in a movie like this, you don't know it's bad until it's too late.
Until you're there. And you're like, yeah,
you're
I've done
there,
that.
Or they go, oh, we're going to CG it practice. In. And you're going to go, that's going to look awesome. And then you see it, and you're like, oh, my God, that's awful.
I have done that, and I'm looking like, something in my spirit says I should not be here.
I'm a quarterback. Quarterbacks score touchdowns.
Oh, shit.
Are you real? Like, this is your actual personality? Yeah. Yeah. Let me go.
I wonder what the breath smells like.
Hey,
it just seems a little close.
Guys, let's go.
Well, how you gonna do that? She should throw her wig over.
Right.
Oh my god, is that a vulture?
Again?
Again, that was the exact
the same vulture?
One.
Like, how many vultures?
Right.
If they go inside of this place, that's gonna be amazing. What does it look like inside?
That's just a big gulp.
Definitely not a powerful
Is that an Amazon package in the front? What was that?
Oh, wait. Oh, they going to stop?
Oh, it's a cup.
A little litter bug?
Yeah, little.
Okay. Well,
come
as
on.
As long as it's little, I guess.
They're just, it's no script.
No.
There's no script. They're just ad-libbing off of each other.
Yeah.
Zach, you think it's a script?
I think there were words on pages.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it was a script.
I think they knew what they had to do, and it said they head into the facility, and then they maybe improvised a bit.
Yeah, definitely improvised a bit.
Okay. Okay. Oh, shit. We're just going to morph them.
Oh,
here.
I forgot about these guys.
This is exceptionally poor.
Yeah.
But hey, that's Tubi, baby.
Tubi.
Tubi is like, well, back in the day, we used to have like straight to bootleg movies.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what that was.
Yeah, now Tubi is like, you know.
They're trying to send my comedy special to Tubi. I was like, nah, I think, stop.
At least Amazon Prime.
Like, yeah.
How dare they? That's girl, mm-hmm. No.
It's Black History Month. I'm gonna be nice. Look at the nails.
We found all our Black History Month movies on Tubi, I assure you. I may have coined the phrase, I refer to Tubi as Black Netflix.
That's funny. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No.
Because they really go hard on the, they have an entire like Black Voices section. They have a Black Exploitation section. They know, they're well aware.
They know their customer.
They're well aware of their customer base.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot. I always, you know, it's going to be really bad when the runtime is under 70 minutes.
But you know what I read? That Tubi is owned by like one of the major wigs, right?
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I wonder, which, who is it owned by?
I'm not sure, but I know it is owned by a pretty big
company. It's like CBS or something big. It's like
they got bought out, maybe.
Yeah, it's like an offshoot of, and that's what they,
because they've got money, because they had that big Tubi ad in Times Square by where the Red Lobster was.
Yeah.
It was like a building size ad. That's got to be $1 million.
Wait, was Red Lobster's gone?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's still there, but you know that building right there? The big billboard that's right there?
Yeah.
That was Tubi for a long time.
And that's bread to advertise right there.
I would assume that's $1 million.
Absolutely.
At least
it's owned by Fox.
Owned by Fox.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Wow, that's interesting, like, that Fox owns some black shit.
Really?
Well, you know
some
what?
Black exploitation.
Yeah, I was gonna say the racist people always know that they can get money off black.
They don't know how to do it. It's a very good business model.
Yeah,
get the people what they want.
I mean, please forgive me if I'm speaking out of ignorance. Mm-hmm. Fox was kind of.
When it first started,
it had a lot of black programming.
Fox had all the black programming.
Before UPN and CW had them.
It was Fox.
I remember UPN.
In Living Color, Martin was Fox.
Martin was on Fox. Yes, all of that was Fox.
So what happened?
It just got big. Got so big that it got conservative.
Huh.
And then it got into news, because news had to be all day.
Yeah.
And then you have to have a position. And once you have a position, you start with that position. And then you get followers of that mindset. And then it just keeps going.
What a change.
Yeah, it's trying to dial back now, though. Like, I think that most, because everything is to the left or too far to the right,
mm-hmm.
and you got, everybody else is kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
So, it's that.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Man, they have nothing has happened.
Nah.
It's a lot of time, though.
Since we saw the dinosaur in the beginning, since the guy got hit by a car. We have seen nothing happen.
I feel like they got no permits to shoot any of this stuff.
Nah.
And the editor was not paying attention, because you could have cut most of this stuff.
Yeah, then the movie would be 45 minutes long.
Right.
What the hell? Oh, awesome. Whatever this is going to be really bad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, now the green juice is in the air.
But I thought the green juice brings you back to life.
But the green juice is in the air, though, because that got to be the green juice. Yeah. Is the same green.
Don't inhale that gas. Yeah, it's that easy. Just put your hand over your nose.
Where's the scientist?
He hit by a car.
Oh, he died. But he got.
I don't know. I'm assuming that he will be a reveal that he's running this lab. As a zombie or something.
Oh. Good observation.
That, yeah, that'd probably be it.
Yeah, I would assume now he will be either mutated or all fucked up or something. And he will be like when they reveal the wizard in Wizard of Oz.
Nothing.
Yeah, just, it'll just be that guy,
just,
but all
this
fucked
guy.
Up. Yeah.
Yesterday, I shot a skit with Rashad Rashir and Mark Gregory, and it came out so good, like way better than...
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So now, when they made this, since 2017, I have a feeling they were going, what's cool right now? Sons of Anarchy. Uh-huh. And that's why everyone is dressed like this. Most movies like this are kind of a pastiche of anything they think is going to make money.
Right.
Or at least stop people long enough to watch the thing.
Mm-hmm. Arabic, codex, antigram, you slept.
A drawing of a dinosaur.
Well, Nika, since we have a bit of a lull right here, what's your what horror movies do you remember scaring you growing up?
I hate horror movies. I grew up in East New York, and I was scared my whole fucking life. So I don't really like scare. It's true. You know what? If I'm going to watch a scary movie, I'll just watch, like, Young Sheldon, Fuller House. I'll just rather watch stuff like that, because what scared the crap out of me? Freddy Krueger.
Yep, that makes sense.
Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. All that stuff.
Well, I can see that. That makes sense.
What scared the crap?
There was one that came to the hood. Like, he specifically was terrorizing people in a project.
Oh, Candyman. You got to say it five times. I didn't even think that was scary. I think that was stupid.
Yeah, the part that scared me about it is, like, this is the first time I saw black people getting attacked. I'm like, oh, that. I thought it was
black people dying in front. first open credits.
Yeah, but it was always black people who were hanging out with white people. I'm like, that's what the fuck y'all get.
No.
There was a token black guy with his white girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, totally. I would have killed him too.
I don't think we died. We don't die first. I mean, not in the movies.
Well, the only person that dies before black people in movies is guys with glasses.
Really?
Yes, because they drop their glasses.
Oh, they do drop their glasses.
But you know,
and then
don't?
They feel around blind, and then they like hit the killer's foot. That's the first guy that dies.
You know who does not die? The white girl with the heels on. Never. Why are you running the heels? She Never. Always makes it.
Never.
She always makes it.
That drove people crazy about the new Jurassic Park. Yeah. That bitch never took her heels off. She running dinosaurs. Kick the heels off.
Why?
Listen, when
she
you
is a white woman, she levitates.
No, I just read a thing that was people trying to determine the black guys that survive horror movies, and it's LL Cool J.
Right.
Who has survived, I believe... A shark and Michael Myers.
Do you know that...
Oh, no, Busta Rhymes as well survived Michael Myers.
You know what they Queen Latifah said? That she has in her contract, she does not die.
Really?
After Set It Off, she was like, nah.
I wonder why.
Because she don't want to die first. You can make it through the whole movie.
Yeah, that's the same. Like we were talking about Fast and the Furious. Mm-hmm. I believe Vin Diesel and The Rock and Jason Statham all have contracts that they can't lose fights
right,
to certain people. So that's why everything is always a draw.
Right.
Or just the two of them on the ground, like, you had enough?
Wait, and who said that?
I believe it's Vin Diesel, The Rock, and Statham all don't lose fights.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Because I think it would be, in their mind, harmful to their brand to have them get beat up.
Okay, now the guy got green eyes.
Yeah, so I would assume that made him a zombie.
He got the stuff. This was the guy that was shooting up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He got his dad's gun.
Oh,
that
was like shit.
Stop wasting the bullets, bro. You still shooting?
You're right there. Just shoot him in the head.
Word, and he wasted mad bullets.
We all know that.
And he had a SWAT thing on.
Yeah.
He probably is bulletproof.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just, like, listen. None of us have ever met a zombie.
Mm-mm.
If you had a gun and someone had green glowing eyes, I think it would be your instinct to shoot him in the head.
Yeah, green eyes are not anybody I'm shooting is getting headshots.
I would faint. I swear to God, they'll be like, I know she didn't just faint. Yes.
I think I would vomit. Like, my stomach would turn.
Come on, boy, pull it.
Oh, that's a Confederate flag. I thought it was a Trinidadian flag until I saw the star. I'm like, that makes more sense. The Confederate flag makes way more sense.
To have some racism in there. There's no black people here, right?
There's one black guy. See, that's him right there.
Hey. Oh, I forgot.
Hey, where you been at, Duke? What are you kids doing here?
Wait. Your name is Duke?
I mean, he actually does look a lot like Duke Nukem.
Guys, you've never got that
Y'all
before?
Care about
you
that?
Just like him.
Y'all just, you just got in a shootout.
Right. With a guy with green eyes. Shut. That was growling.
No, they're black ops.
But when you look back,
that's right.
A black guy does survive Return of the Living Dead in the 80s.
Tell us what you know.
Oh, that's
but
bad.
The end of the movie is a nuclear holocaust, so technically no one survives.
No one survives.
But he does make it to the very end of the movie.
What about his career? Who is he now?
Right.
He only did like two or three movies.
I thought so. You have the nerve to live?
Right. You're going to die one way or another, motherfucker.
I had no choice. He was our brother, man.
And Kelly Rowland does make it pretty far into Freddy vs. Jason.
Sorry?
Oh, I heard her new movie is terrible. Oh.
And I believe Brandy survives. I Still Know You Did Last Summer.
Brandy can't die.
And don't spit dip on my car ever again.
Oh, dip. Look, he's dipping.
What you working with there, Tanner Riddles? Turn around.
Hey, man.
Oh, ho, ho.
She still turned around? She should hold up.
Peek-a-boo, I see you. Oh, that's right. Oh, what do we have here? Bam! Oh.
She got weed?
That's contraband.
That's a lot.
Oh, no.
That's a lot of weed.
Serious?
Yeah, I thought we did.
That's a lot for a weekend trip.
Something about some gas.
And with no clothes.
Right. Well, you know what? That's how I pack. I make sure I pack my weed before I pack anything else.
Really?
Hell no. If I'm going on like a weekend trip around, obviously not flying it. Oh, yeah.
I've just been flying it with my check bag.
I'm scared. I don't.
Why?
I'm shook, girl. First of all, I just.
They're not looking for weed anymore. They're looking for bombs. Yeah, they're looking for bombs or like a brick of coke.
And it's decriminalized. So the worst thing that they could do is take it.
Well, I think like you don't want to fuck around in like Texas.
Yeah, there's certain places that it's about, yeah.
There's certain places that'll really bust your balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know certain airports now have an amnesty box.
And just throw it in there?
And it's no questions asked. If you have drugs on you, you throw it in the box. And supposedly they destroy it. But you know at the end of the day,
they just
somebody
it.
Just goes through that box.
But I'll be scared if most of people's throwing away weed. Because it's like, I don't know if you bought some bad shit. I don't know where you got your shit from.
No, I flew back from Vegas with about an ounce in my in my checked bag.
And you were fine?
Yeah, I just wrapped it up in like three sweaters.
I had a terrible experience with TSA a couple weeks ago, so I'm just...
What happened?
They violated me. So I'm just like...
What happened?
Girl...
Do you have a potent lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you don't want to talk about
yeah,
it?
Yeah. No, please don't ruin if you got a chance to...
Yeah.
I get completely... I get searched. I think they look at me and just assume I have drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But
you do look like a good time.
Right.
He looks like mad fun. You do look like a ball of fun. Uh-huh.
Thank you. That's how I describe myself. But can I be very honest with you,
yes,
ladies?
Yes, please do.
So not only do I have screws in my ankle from reconstructive surgery, I have a Prince Albert.
What's that?
I have a ring through the head of my dick.
Oh,
nice.
So every time I go through TSA, I set it off. And every time they go, we're going to have to take you to a private area. And I go, no, you don't. And I just stand there like this. And I make them search me in front of everybody. And they have to touch my dick. And it's pretty funny.
Really?
Yeah, I got, we were flying out of Lafayette a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was this old TSA guy. And, you know, they have a screen. They show that it's your crotch.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, I have a genital piercing. And the guy will go, I got to search it. And I'll go, yeah, right here. And, I mean, they get in there. It's
wow.
A back of the hand.
What does that feel like? Okay.
It's a back of the hand. They do, like, your back. They do your thighs.
Yeah.
They go all the way up. And then at the end, you watch the guy, like, realize that he's got to touch your dick. And he does the back of the hand across it. And I love making people have to watch.
And feel uncomfortable. Oh, my God.
So have you ever had a TSA was like, oh, yeah, can't wait to touch the dick. Like,
no, they've always been bummed.
They'll be like, ow.
Yeah. I've been waiting all day, bitch.
This is amazing. I can smell a piercing.
Right. Really? They're always bummed, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wait. So why'd you do that? Now, come on now. Come on now. Like,
but he a married man for 10 years. So yeah, clearly, so
I want to know how that feels. I've never had that.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, come on.
I got it when I was 18.
Oh, you've had it for a minute.
And I'm 36.
So you got to, but you got to tell that before you got married. You have to say that up front before you.
So usually I led with it.
Right.
But with my lovely wife, when we met, we met online, I decided to surprise her.
That has to be, that got to be amazing.
What was her reaction? Well, clearly
I
she loved it. Did she see it first?
So I think I...
He can't even look me in the eye.
By not telling her, I think I got upgraded from blowjob to fucking.
Yeah.
The first time.
Yes.
Because I think certain girls have what's called a slucket list. And when it's something new, that's like, I don't know what that is.
I've never had that.
I kind of got it. Like,
you can die with not having that, right? So so if that shows up.
Yeah. And yeah, I think I've definitely batted above my league.
Really?
Because of it, yeah.
Wow.
And it's called a King George?
Prince Albert.
Prince Albert.
Okay. Let me...
Yeah, I wouldn't mind trying that. Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
And I had it stretched to a 2 for a while, but I have it back
down. Oh, the dinosaur's back, y'all?
Yep. And it looks terrible.
He's got his teeth knocked out.
Got knocked out.
Who punched him? Somebody punched him.
I think they shot it.
This fucking guy punched him. Oh my. No, he was punching him. And knocked his teeth out.
Let's mask up. I'll take point with stick. Spivey, you bring up the rear.
Yeah, take the rear, Spivey.
Now, that guy, this movie is the highlight of his career.
Yeah.
The blonde guy, I would assume this is like the role he was born for.
Yes,
because he has pecs.
Yeah.
Got one breast out.
He was dead punching the dinosaur. Oh, now he's a zombie.
They could have fixed this in coloring. They could have just colored this better.
Right.
Yeah. Or shot it better.
Right.
So that we're not looking at a rubber dinosaur for 20 seconds at a time.
Why is the moon red?
Oh, thank God. What the hell are you doing out here? I got lost. What do you mean you got lost?
By the way, they were all just together.
Right.
And this guy didn't even move his mouth when he said, "What the hell are you doing here?" He didn't even say anything.
No.
They added that in.
Yeah, that was ADR, I believe.
I'm not on some sort of field trip where I need to be supervised.
But they were all literally just in a room together.
Yeah.
And they said, "Where did you go?" Guys, we were together 8 seconds ago.
Right.
Which makes me think something got cut.
Come on, boy.
That makes sense.
That's crazy. You don't even watch your own movie.
Put your number in. Put your mama's number in there.
Nothing's working.
You know, here, you want to see my favorite number? Come on.
He's going to put 69. Oh.
Come on, man. Blow my eardrums out.
I was putting 69, too. So.
Open Sesame, David Copperfield and all. See that?
It looks like PS2 graphics.
Yeah.
But now, at least now the teeth have a little bit of blood on it.
Yeah. So basically the whole point of the beginning of the movie was to get them into the warehouse, which was the one location they had. And now they'll probably spend the rest of this movie, I would assume,
in here,
inside whatever this facility is that they have rented for the movie.
What's that movie, The Sunken Place? What was it, called?
Get Out.
Get Out. They spent that whole movie inside that house.
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the tropes / cheats for a low-budget movie is to minimize location changes.
Yeah.
That makes sense,
because that's the most expensive thing, is getting your crew, your equipment, everything moved into a new place.
Right.
So that's why a lot of great low-budget horror movies never leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
Or they never leave the house.
Right.
Hell yeah, I got food. Got some smoke, too.
Huh?
Yeah. Let's see what we got here for you, boy. Let me look in here. There you go.
The other piece is, when does he lose the flag?
Prepared.
Never.
Never.
No, that's an important character trait so that we know he's dead. Also, that's not really a head wrap. That's just a giant flag.
It's a huge flag. Oh, that's a weed he just took from Shorty.
The best part of this movie is this guy's haircut.
So hard.
Like, it's laid so good. Like,
what are you eating? These are kind of good.
The tuna?
In a can? It's beans.
Oh. Yeah, I think Army those beans. Are like military rations or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Patriot packages.
It is choice, boy. Hotty toddy.
And we need to go find everybody else.
Relax. Find them.
I'm good, bro.
They are really just finding ways to not have to do shit.
Mm-hmm. Listen to us, Bobby.
This is the part where y'all just get high and bond.
Yep.
Okay, what?
I'm not sure you can handle it, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, tell me. I want to know.
Tell us about life.
Okay. The Gulf of Tonkin.
What?
Chemtrails. True. Heart. The Montauk Project. Fluoride.
All fake.
Trilateral. The New World Order. Robert E. Lee ain't my daddy. You've heard of 9/11, right? Oh, there you go. It's a false flag.
I mean, that is a hilarious question to ask an adult. You've heard of 9/11.
It's a deception.
Listen, with these young kids, you got to ask.
You're not wrong. That is weird.
Look at the rabbit in the hat. And then you look over here and they're taking away.
Because there's people that are born after 9/11 who are full blown adults.
Yeah, that's freaky.
Right?
It's weird to think, yeah.
It freaks me out every time I see it.
What's a moonshot?
Man, we didn't land on it. What was that?
I bet it's a dinosaur.
Right.
I'll take a wild guess.
P.T. Barnum.
You gonna throw beans at it?
He said thanks.
He's like, not him sound like a dog.
Not that the weed blew out. Oh, he ate the food.
What is that thing?
I don't have a clue.
Ah, that's so funny. He's fucking up the haircut, Anika.
Frank, is this dinosaur worse than Tammy and the T-Rex?
I think so.
All they had to do was color the dinosaur in a little bit.
It seems like the voice is pretty distinctly a human voice, too.
Yeah.
Making the dinosaur sounds.
I mean, the dinosaur at the Toys R Us in Times Square looked better than that.
Yeah. Remember the Toys R Us in Times Square?
That big ass dinosaur was great.
That was so good. Oh, hell no. Did you see that? You see that graphics?
Stand down. It's me, boss.
My God. It's me, boss.
That thing? You didn't kill him.
You are not here. Yeah. What kind of green screen? No, that doesn't make sense.
That thing is still alive? Hell yeah. No way. I kicked his ass.
No, sir.
Maybe they have
to
put him in.
He beat him up.
Yeah.
There's no way he's still alive. I beat him up.
That dinosaur.
I don't know. No, he's back to smoking weed or something.
He doesn't smoke weed.
I don't know, damn it.
Oh, now he's a plant. So now he's a plant. He got green eyes. We just can't see it yet. Somebody curled her hair, though.
Gunner!
Oh, yeah.
Gunner got green eyes now. Come on, Gunner. Oh, that's how they showing if they crazy. I mean, if they're turned.
Yeah, the green eyes, right?
No, in the way they're shaped.
Oh.
Because it's weird.
Yeah, he's got like cat eyes. He's got thriller eyes.
Ah.
Guys.
Oh my God, Gunner,
headshot,
no.
Please.
Gunner, please don't leave me.
This looks like a porn scene.
It really does.
Leave us alone.
Gunner,
I love you. I don't want to
die. Hear that?
I don't want to go.
Hey.
Gunner, please don't leave me.
Roxanne.
You know his name.
That's
not her name. Oh my God, really? You don't even know him, Roxanne. You just met him in last semester.
Right.
You're gone? Wait, she's in his body? Wait,
No, she can't eat by the dinosaur.
Inside, but her body's inside. Wait.
No, I think he's just got his mouth around her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they have the technology.
Her hand is gone.
Yep. He gonna eat everything but that wig.
That's hilarious.
Oh, if he just burps up a lick.
I know, that'll be hilarious.
And this, I assume, would be the guy that got hit by the car.
Yeah, that's the professor for sure. So he died and became evil? Because he didn't seem like an evil guy before, was he? I don't know.
I don't know. We're all learning together.
Oh, turn green soon.
Shit. You all right, boss?
Yes.
I'm good. You sure?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Even though those eyes are green now.
Right. And they're not going to be able to tell because underneath them glasses.
I think that guy goes in my gym.
Okay. If we can get to the control room, I can probably open it.
She ain't say nothing this whole time.
This poor lesbian hasn't said a goddamn word.
Not a damn thing. This poor lesbian. They look the same, though.
They do.
They should be sisters.
All right, so check it.
I feel like with the girl that hasn't said anything, they literally were like, we need like a Michelle Rodriguez type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which just at this point, I think, means butch Spanish trick.
Mm-hmm. That part.
I'm hoping she at least throws a right hook or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why'd the caption say monster sushi? What is that? What's the T.I. for?
Right.
Oh, because that building's going to become a bad comedian.
Getting fun. Mad opportunity, though.
Yeah, well,
we know, you know. Popularity
what say,
trumps
what
everything.
What they say, what is understood should not be explained.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, popularity.
No, we've all seen comedy shows where, like, oh, you guys are all here for the meet and greet.
Right.
You don't give a shit what he's saying.
No, nope.
You're here for the picture at the end.
You want a picture at the end for they gram.
Nothing like watching influencer comedy.
It's about what else could be?
It's pretty painful for me to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not him in particular. I'm just saying any of.
No, I know exactly. Yeah. But we know the type of. They've been doing comedy for 2 years, and they're doing an hour.
I bet you. Yeah. But I bet you that's how like theater actors felt about comedians, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Absolutely. Because
we come in and we're already trained to go like this quick or whatever. Mm-hmm. So our training is definitely different. And then they're like, this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I studied at Juilliard.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like I was at the.
We don't need the floor.
All right, everybody. We all have time for this. Everybody calm down. We all have time for this. People are dying. My sister's dead.
Why is her hair not messed up, though?
If I saw my sister get eaten by a dinosaur, I'd be much more hysterical.
I would at least have a messy bun, though, at this point.
Yeah, I'd be stressed.
You saw your sister get eaten. Why are you not shaking in a corner?
Chilling. I would not be arguing with my man.
Please forgive me if I'm speaking out of turn here. If that black guy in real life saw a zombie dinosaur, he would be five miles away on foot.
Yeah, we don't play those games.
He would have been gone.
There would have been no. It would have been reaction dinosaur, and he would. It would have been a puff of smoke shaped like him.
Yeah,
out
that but dissolved, like, and he's eight blocks down the street.
You know
already.
Who would have stayed though? The white guy.
Oh yeah,
the white guy with the muscles. He's gonna stay the whole time.
But I feel like with. Black people who hate, like, majority of their friends are white, they move different.
Okay.
They move very different.
He would have left.
You think
she
so?
Got eaten by a goddamn dinosaur. What are we talking about?
Yeah, what are you working with right now, boy? Hold on.
He using the bathroom and smoking some weed.
Is that weed? Cause,
I don't know. Maybe taking a.
No, it was. It looked like a freaking pipe or something.
And you still trying to. You trying to figure shit out, right. Leroy? If you crazy.
Yeah, hood dudes don't fuck with regular today-time animals.
Right. Much less
extinct ones.
Dinosaurs? I would have been like, this is some white people shit.
Out of here.
Yeah, unless he's trying to figure out how to make it into shoes and a belt.
Right.
This guy has no interest in dinosaurs.
You're kidding me? That's hilarious.
That is so funny.
But you know what this is? It's like he's like doing a hieroglyphic kind of thing. Like this is the discovery of the... Get the hell out of here.
And of course, it's a picture book.
Yeah,
and why,
so they don't have to explain anything.
But why are you lighting this with because the cell phones don't work.
Yeah, okay. That's the only thing that made sense.
He got
so
nice
far.
Teeth.
Now he's not bad looking actually. Look at this guy.
Look at this.
Hey, did y'all hear that?
He about to get eaten next. He's next.
He's going to be eaten by his boss.
Yeah, because he's high and he's dumb.
I'm surprised he's still around.
He's got more exposition to give.
Yeah, he's probably going to die, be one of the last to die.
No. That couple is going to live because just in case they wanted to do another movie.
I don't know if the nerve to put his feet up back like he's not there.
They got them shoes from Urban Outfitters.
Yeah. Or Hot Topic. Remember Hot
Topic? Yeah.
No, Spencer,
right.
Spencer. Ooh. Don't involve yourself, honey. Shut up.
Ooh. Oh, shit. Ooh. Didn't see that coming.
I did not. That's the first time I got surprised in this movie.
All right.
Oh, poor guy. I thought he was going to last a long time.
I feel like they should have kissed or something.
Oh, him and the other girl?
Oh, now we're doing the same shot again, but now he's evil.
This is like a Vin Diesel shot, though, right?
Yeah, the hero shot.
Mm-hmm. Look at his arm so short.
Like a dinosaur.
Yeah, I was going to say, like the T-Rex.
This is terrible. It's such generic music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guarantee you so many movies have this song because it's in some type of library you buy.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this. I was like, would I green light my own projects if I had the money? But it takes so much money to do something quality.
Yes. Like, that doesn't stop most people.
Yeah, but if you want it the way you want it, it doesn't make sense to green light it yourself. Mm.
I think there's a level of, it's either the producer is going, this is the number I'm spending and this is the number I'm probably going to make.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a transaction and he knows it's going to be a bad movie.
Right.
Or the other more likely thing is it's just a fucking crazy person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But who's this guy? I don't remember this guy.
That's the doctor that got hit by the car.
That's the doctor?
I would crazy.
His ears look the same.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is this laughing? Is he laughing? Oh, because he's controlling the whole thing. You called this, Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, I assume that was him because if you remember, they put the oxygen mask on him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume like his lungs and whatever got destroyed in the car wreck, and that's why he's got the breathing apparatus.
Lord Jesus.
A la Darth Vader.
But he turned
that's
evil.
Steel. That's not how
it looks like
steel
GoldenEye.
Works. That's not how steel works.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God, it broke through. Wow. I think it's good to watch these kind of movies so you know what not to do.
Right.
What's this countdown about?
It's a countdown. It's probably a bomb.
That's right in the codex.
No shit, Sherlock.
It's got to be so weird if you date like a dude that was in this movie and then he's like, honey, you got to see them. It's out.
And you got to sit there like
this. And you got to sit with him.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Like, you gotta lie. You gotta be like, oh my God, this is so
great.
Good. You know what was amazing? Your mole. The mole on your nose like
right.
Showed up so amazing. Why is she not saying anything?
Anything. I briefly talked to a comic that was like not from New York. He was so like not funny and like a lot of his material I've seen that so many times.
I think I got this.
Okay. Like his shit was just so bad, but I didn't have the heart to tell him.
Yeah, what can
and
you do?
I am also unlocking the compound.
I pissed off a comic on the road.
Thank
really
you,
bad
because
I was I maybe had a few
Thank
cocktails
maybe or not.
I had a few. I was we drank at the show and then they took me to like a local bar and I didn't realize people from the show were gonna be there and people kept buying me shots.
Was this in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I know the spot.
And a bunch of local comics showed up,
mm-hmm.
and a guy was very excited to tell me one of his jokes.
Yes.
And I was not there to be pitched material.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of the guy and his girlfriend, I told him the comic that does that joke and why their version's better.
That part.
Yeah.
It pissed him off, right?
And apparently my friend that took me to the bar got quite the phone call the next day about what an asshole I am.
But if the material's done, what do they want you to do? It's not like...
It was...
That's shooting the messenger, right?
It's a time and place, though.
He was like... I don't want to... He was like an edgelord kind of guy. And the joke he told me was... You guys know Mike DiStefano?
Uh-huh.
The guy who's the logo for The Stand.
Yeah.
He passed away a number of years ago. He had a joke called... That was, isn't it funny that black people own the Cracker Barrel?
Uh-huh. Do they?
Yeah.
We do?
I believe so. I believe a black family owns a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, man. I did not know that.
Look at the two black people. We don't even know if it's true. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if it's true, but that's the setup for the joke.
Okay, we'll be looking for...
And then he goes, isn't that fucked up? And this is Mike DiStefano, and it was 20 years ago. So that would be like if I opened a restaurant called The Basket.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And the kid told me that exact joke, but Bucket. And I was like, oh, man, Basket's so much funnier than Bucket. If you're going to rip off his joke, can't you get it right?
Mm-hmm.
And this kid got so mad at me.
And it better be hilarious, because if it's racist, it got to be funny.
You got
to
stick the landing.
It
got to be yours.
Yeah.
Right.
And well, the thing, like, the way Mike told it, it was, like, so in his cadence.
Yeah, that it's hilarious. Sometimes those things be a throwaway, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Mike also was like a master comic, so he set it up in a way that kind of took the sting out of it. And like, he's also like, as somebody who does dirty and edgy kind of shit, you have to also self-deprecate for the first few jokes.
Yeah. Because
they got to like you first.
Because you have to go, I'm not being vicious.
I'm being funny.
I'm being funny.
This is what I thought about.
Yeah.
And that's what comedy is, right? It's so sensitive.
So, like, if I'm going to do jokes about, like, sex, I first have to insult myself.
Right.
Or I have to make jokes about myself and kind of even the playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something young guys that want to be edgy don't get.
Do you talk about your Prince Harry? I'm gonna keep calling the Prince different.
Song. I've done a long bit about the TSA stopping me. Yeah.
Really? Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to do the whole bit, but one time at LaGuardia, I set off the machine, and I was very open. I told I have Prince Albert. I have a ring through my penis, and it was a young black kid, and he literally did a lap around the terminal.
What, laughing?
He goes. I'll be right back. I got to go get somebody. And then he didn't. He just took a long walk around, and I saw him punch his hand and go, nah, son, not today.
That's funny. Nah, son, not today.
Not today.
And in the bit, I go, I watched this guy think about when rent was due.
Yeah.
His phone
Do I really need this job?
Yeah, I watched him go, I watched the man debate his livelihood over having
funny.
To search me.
To Wanda, she gonna ask for child support. This bullshit.
Right. There you go. She's like, you're not gonna give me no lines. I'm killing everybody.
Yeah. Kuchia.
Oh.
One line. Kuchia.
Boom.
What does that mean?
She said, my name is Shia.
Oh, you got a spin kick in, Frank.
Yeah, she got it, girl.
Oh, and she That's put something. That knife in. Good.
See, it's great to use fighters and wrestlers and shit and stuff like this because they're already stunt people.
Yes.
So you don't got to train them as much.
I didn't.
I cheat. I use a lot of when we make movies, I always hire local wrestlers to do the stunts.
You should.
Because they're nuts. And they'll do anything.
Wait, I remember doing this like low budget movie and I had to die. It was the worst death. Like I had to throw myself on the floor and I didn't want to hurt myself. And I was like, nah. Doing this is bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, as a younger man, I definitely did a few stunts in movies that I should have not.
Yeah, right.
I did a fight scene on concrete once where I took like 3 falls. And to this day when I watch it, I'm like, man, you did irreparable damage to your knees making this movie.
Yeah, why you do that?
You know, you're young, you're passionate.
And you got the Prince Albert, so I know that you was like, let's balls to the wall. I mean, literally and figuratively. Was your balls to the wall?
What?
When you got the piercing, like, what did they do with your balls?
I was sitting. I was sitting in a chair when I got it.
Wow.
How long did it take?
Yeah, it's a needle.
And did they take the...
So there's two different ways to do it. You can They have like a metal tube that they can put in your urethra and they pierce it from the outside in. Mm. But what the girl that did mine did was she put the tube on the outside and put the needle in my pee hole and then came out.
So sometimes you take it in and out, like so you keep the earring in all the time?
I keep it in most of the time. I stretched it for a while, so I had it up to a 2-gauge. So it was a pretty big ring. You stretch it over time, bigger and bigger.
Okay.
I have it back down to about an 8 because the 2 is pretty uncomfortable.
So it keeps trying to heal itself, so it'll get smaller.
If you take it out.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll never close, but it'll kind of shrink. But then a lot of piercings have, like, the term's not muscle memory, but it's like, I'm trying to remember the exact term. It's something like, it's similar, where it knows it can do that now, and it's easier to do a second time.
Okay.
What the hell's
that? Okay.
Just push through it. Just go.
Now it's her turn to talk. So that's what I'm saying. You see how they animated them back in? Like, yeah. They're a cartoon kind of, sort of?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's good. Yeah, it's like a cartooner.
Yeah.
Why not just drive?
But they've been doing that like the whole time. It just looked like it was a bad green screen.
But why not just drive off? Why try to kill him? This did.
No, they're trying to get out. He's blocking the door.
Oh, he's blocking the door.
Yeah, he's blocking the door.
Well, he was pretty strong before he died.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. I can get a. I can stop a car.
I know. I guess that zombie power.
He's just taking it. He's taking it like Queen Latifah and Set It Off.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the headshot.
It's
the headshot to do it.
Yeah, I think that they got to figure it out at a certain point. Mm-hmm.
I feel that's common knowledge about zombies, though.
Yeah, well, that's the rule that's set up from Night of Living Dead forward, which is kill the brain, kill the ghoul. Mm-hmm. But dinosaurs, thick-ass skulls.
Yeah.
Bullet might bounce off. I also feel like the dinosaur has been 3 different sizes. Or there's more than one now.
I just feel like, why is their hair not messed up? It's like, what do they call it? Continuity.
Yeah.
It's just not, no.
This looks like an N64 game.
The sister died. It was no blood on everybody else. No, what's up with the legs? You know, the dinosaurs skip leg day.
Yeah.
Do you see guys when they're really, really like, buff and then their legs are so skinny?
Yeah, like Aaron Berg.
Like Aaron Berg, yes.
Yeah, he used to do a joke that he looked like a genie. He had the big upper body and small
funny.
Legs.
That's funny. He's one that his joke's pretty racist, but he's funny. So
it's hilarious.
Yeah, he hasn't offended. I know he's racist, but
I don't think he's racist.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is. He just tolerates us. Honestly.
I don't want to tell any.
Bro,
if
his daughter came home with a black man, he would not be happy.
But she is. Shout out to Piper. Like, I know them. So.
You said she is?
No,
dating
I'm
the black
saying
guy?
No, she's only 6.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, what? Really?
I'm saying it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. But he's a nice man, I'm saying. But I just feel like deep down, he don't really rock with us the way he does. Like, it's just. And that's fine, because deep down, I don't fuck with them either.
But you know what?
I would never sit here and tell a black person how they're supposed to feel about somebody, so I would never interject
on that.
So this
is the thing, right? So I'm cool with Aaron, and I do a lot of racist stuff, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I
jokes. I'm not really
I'm cool
racist.
With mad white people.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about Aaron in particular, because I'm cool with him, and people would have said to me, he's racist, and I'm like,
no, I definitely see it, but he's always been pleasant to me.
It's not my experience with him.
Yeah, I've never experienced any. He's always been pleasant to me, but I can see that he's a. I can see it. I can see it.
I did. What's the other stress factory in Connecticut? The one that's like, it's not the Jersey one. There's a second stress factory.
Uh-huh.
And when you get there, it's like the hood.
Howard.
And it was a showcase show, and Aaron went right after me, and I go up, and the entire front 2 rows. Was a family reunion.
Oh my God.
Of black people?
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but They had matching airbrush t-shirts.
Okay,
course,
yeah.
That's what they do. But they were black.
Commemorating the occasion.
What did they say? Because we like a good moment where everybody can dress alike. That's
commemorating the occasion.
As we should.
And I Aaron was on for about a minute, and I went outside to smoke, and I went, hey, we're about to see two rows full of black people leave in about 5 seconds. And I go, 3, 2, and you just say, that's some bullshit.
Did they leave?
Oh, yeah. He walked away.
Oh, shit. Like, it's so, you know what it is? Where Aaron is so racist that the shit is hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. But
with my thing with Aaron is, I want him to say it because so many people think it.
Yeah.
Say it. Like, don't keep that shit inside.
Right.
Say what you feel.
No, I think his delivery is very funny.
Stellar.
I'm saying, if you're funny enough, I won't get offended.
Right.
By the way, this was straight up Fast and the Furious.
That's all this was.
With dinosaurs and
with
zombies.
With
is it over?
And a little bit of Tyler Perry because of bad wigs.
I wasn't scared. I wasn't scared at all.
At all.
No, this is not a scary. I'm trying to figure out it might be over.
I was scared it's going to be longer.
But I want to say that might have been the movie.
It's the green.
That's it.
This better not be the movie. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, I think this is the movie.
You lying.
That's it.
You lying. That's it.
Well, that was a movie. We watched it.
That was something.
Is it 1 hour and 14 minutes?
That's with us talking in the beginning.
Yeah.
In the beginning. So this was, so this was a 30-minute movie.
This was like an hour and change. So now these end credits are going to be super long so that it makes feature length.
Ah.
Oh, shit.
So that's why every single person is going to get their own title card now.
And cartoon.
And cartoon, so that they could tack on another 10 minutes to the end of the movie.
But you know what would have been a good movie? If they made this movie as a cartoon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Animation's hard, though. That was the first F I ever got in college. Animation class.
No, they should have made this in a... If they would have made this in a cartoon, this would have been better.
Way better.
Way better.
Man, they're going to give us every single person we just saw.
Ben Johnson.
We're going to see
now
every...
Now he works at the Piggly Wiggly.
Ah.
Every single one of these motherfuckers now.
Oh, Mia. Hey, Mia.
Oh, man. This is somebody's...
Who's a black
so
guy?
So now they're all zombies,
Ulysses?
And they have the dinosaur head on the back of the truck.
Oh, he's African.
This poor guy. He deserved better. He didn't deserve that fucking...
Adam Singer.
I gotta use a bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You know we're done. We're good.
You know, what I bet you with Adam? I bet you his father financed this.
That would make sense. All right, guys. We're going to call it here. Thank you guys so much
for
tuning in. Thank you to my wonderful guests.
Hey.
And we will catch you guys next week here on Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show.
Yay! Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys. I'm back. My guests had to use the facility, so I will be reacting to the end of the movie by myself. But it would appear that there is a post-credit scene, because, hey, why wouldn't there be?
So your command name is Stick.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
In your biography, you stated that...
Oh, good, he wrote a book.
...wrote the Jurassic Dead.
Oh, this is the one man that survived to tell the story.
I was Z-Rex. That Jurassic Dead garbage is just a plagiarist ripoff of my story.
So now, yeah,
so
they're saying that the movie wasn't real.
This is coming from your knowledge of Dr. Wojcikborg's work.
Who's that? I don't know who that is, but he ripped off my story.
And they are just making sure we got right to where we needed to.
Did I stutter? I don't know who that is. Who is that?
Yeah, they've been really stretching and nowhere close to 90 minutes.
Been stolen in the aftermath and were sold for profit.
This lady looks like the
no one really knows
trans senator that walked off the floor, which
I
called Sarah.
That everything written in my best-selling thriller book, Z-Rex, available in both hardcover and paperback...
Oh, I hate this.
...is true.
So why the glasses and scarf?
You Hollywood types are really nosy, aren't you?
Well, I'm just asking. It looks like you
the
might...
The bet is he's going to take off the glasses and have the green eyes, right?
You know what?
Obviously, Zach.
I don't need this.
I think we know the answer
That's
to that.
That's pretty smart.
Oh.
The fear of remission...
I just farted.
...is called an infection, you stupid plastic fort!
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, of course, that's the end of the movie.
Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Kara O'Knightley, and...
Keep your head on your shoulders.
Oh, good. Oh, good. It was absolutely awful.
Pretty bad.
Great. Awesome. I'm glad I came back in for that. I am glad, because that's the end of the movie, and I wanted to cover it. Well, sorry for the fake-out ending, guys. Thank you so much again for tuning in. We'll see you next week here on... Zach and Mina. I don't even know my own fucking name. You know how fucking bad I am at this? I should be shot in the head. Zach Amigo's motherfucking Midnight Spook Show. See you next week.